There have been a couple of reports on Syria's torture practices, notably by Human Rights Watch and by the United Nations, but this one, which is based on extensive interviews with prisoners who survived detention and with former prison guards, seemed to underline the systematic nature of torture. This is Lynn Malouf, the Deputy Director for the Middle East for Amnesty.
The findings of this report have to do with a systematic campaign of mass hanging. We've estimated that every week there have been between 10 to 50 people who are hanged to death inside the walls of Sirnaya. This is a systematic practice of mass hangings and as well as extermination of the people inside of Sirnaya.
Now, this Sirnaya prison has been a topic of investigation by human rights organizations for some time now. And in August last year, the organization Forensic Architecture, in cooperation with, again, Amnesty, did a preliminary report on this specific prison, Sirnaya prison, and created an online 3D version of it, purely based on the audio memory of prisoners, as it was dark and they were often blindfolded. Eyal Weitzman is the director of Forensic Architecture, and he described me how this works.
It's a place that is one of the most notorious torture prisons run by the Assad government. We started with written accounts of prisoners, but then a group of us traveled to Turkey to meet a group of Syrian refugees who are survivors from that prison. And we have actually used the architectural model that we've built as a conduit into their memory. So imagine you are placed virtually, almost like in a computer game, but you return back to the space and time of violation, of extreme violence, of torture, of horrific condition of incarceration.
Now, the latest report, also by Amnesty, adds testimony by many more people interviewed over the course of last year. According to Lynn Malouf, the prison is the last station in the life of many prisoners, the end of the line.
The bodies are loaded onto trucks in the middle of the night, and these trucks take them to mass graves located on military land outside of Damascus.
Is the family in any way informed? Do they have any knowledge of what's happened to these people?
As far as we know, the families are not informed, and that is why today, if you ask too many Syrians, Sirnaya prison represents a black hole. When they find out that they have a relative in Sirnaya, it's the worst news that they can get. I've heard one woman say that she was told that her husband was transferred from one prison to Sirnaya. She said this is where people vanish.
So there are many reports trying to prove this systematic torture. It's public shaming and raising awareness among people in other countries. But as Iran and Russia now both strongly support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and the US and even Turkey said they will step up the fight against the Islamic State, so in fact siding with Assad and not calling for his removal anymore, how much impact will it have? Well, for the moment, not much. And of course, Assad himself denies all charges. Listen to him talking in a recent television interview with a Dutch TV station.
If you are torturing your people, attacking, killing and so on, and you have the enmity of Western government, the strongest country in the world, richest country like in the Gulf, like Turkey, all our neighbors are against me as president or against the government, how could you withstand for 5 years in such circumstances if you don't have public support? And how can you have public support if you are torturing your people?
This latest Amnesty report about the torture and hangings inside Sirnaya prison comes out just 2 weeks before another round of peace talks planned for February 20 and to be held in Geneva. But as a ceasefire and humanitarian aid are the priorities there, it's unlikely that human rights abuses by Damascus will be high on the agenda.